Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Hi, friends. John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon. Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll take calls on the Super Bowl. Still, the casino report on betting. The latest on the shooting at the parade in St. Louis. Also want to get into the latest on the shooting that unfortunately occurred across from Wooster High School. That's coming up 10, 15 minutes. You can call in on those topics. But now we're honored to have on the phone with us a performer. She is appearing at the Carson Nugget, a very funny comedian. You may have seen her with 30 TV appearances. You've been on Comedy Central, Jay Leno. Folks, it's Leslie Norris Townsend. Hey, Leslie.
Hi, John. How are you?
Whoa, somebody's wide awake today. I am great. How are you?
I when I wake up at 6 a.m., I am happy all day long.
Well, I'm more like, you know, you just poke it with a stick, to be honest, and I'll move. Coffee is everything.
Well, but listen, I just love your station. I love your logo. Fox at the top, fox at the bottom.
I never really noticed. That is good. And I'm somewhere in between. Anyway, you're kind of interesting because you are a comedian / motivational speaker.
I should motivate these people to never turn off your station. How about that?
All right. Well, how did this story begin for you? I mean, what inspired you to do what you do? I mean, I love making people happy. And
comedy
sure
is, well, comedy is such that you really don't pick it. It picks you. So it's just, I just always was in show business since I'm a kid. I worked for Disney in the beginning. I did beauty pageants. I was always on stage since I'm 16 years old. So it just was a natural thing being out in L.A. when I worked for Disneyland. I was under contract for them for several years, and I did television and commercials and things like that. And it just I kind of fell into comedy. And then it fell on me, you know, it gets a little addictive, that those laughs. So seemed natural, you know, John, you have this natural thing for talk probably.
Ah, well, I hear this all the time. It's, you know, I made the class laugh, and it's addictive hearing those laughs and that applause and such. I fully understand why you went into this, but what I don't understand, and this is kind of interesting, is Leslie, you decided to move from Hollywood to a century-old farm in rural Ohio?
Yes, a 100-year-old farm. In fact, I'm in Ohio right now, and I'm looking out at nothing. I mean, it's freezing, and there's no animals. And so when the Carson Nugget, which I love the Carson Nugget over there in Carson City, because I had been one of the stars of Casino Boss, the big movie that they did out there. Oh. And and they called me, and I thought, well, should I stay here in the middle of a cornfield, or can I go to Carson City and make things happen?
Well, I understand that. The living in rural Ohio is giving you great material for your comedy act. What funny things happen in rural Ohio that you can bring up on stage?
The only thing funny that really happens in Ohio is me. Because it's as if an alien has landed in the middle of nowhere, you know, Siberia.
Yes.
So it's... Yes. Everything is odd to me. It's like you're watching Green Acres daily out there, you know. I don't even pet animals because they're dirty. So, but I wanted to raise my children out where, you know, it's God's country, rural America. And also as a comedian, you have the adventure of the life. So while I've been out there, I've learned how to be positive and uplifting a bit, because of course, when you have children, you must be positive, because every day could be, you'd be burying yourself every day, because it's not easy raising children.
Wow. So, there's material right there, right? Do you have bits based?
Right. Yes.
We have
animals out there. So we have pigs and cows and horses. And when we get romantic, my husband likes to whisper in my ear, E I E I O.
I'm sure a lot of comedy comes just from the animals. I mean, the mind just must run wild in the wide open rural Ohio. Tell me about your animals.
Well, we have, we don't eat our animals. They're our friends. You know, once you name them Wilma and Fred, how you can't eat them, you know. So we have chickens, and we have, and they are our friends. And the husband says to me, let's eat the chickens. And I said, eat our friends, right? And he says, well, let's eat the eggs. And I said, eat our friends' children? I said, you go to the grocery store and get some of those homeless eggs. Those I could maybe eat.
Homeless eggs.
But what's exciting is I was a stand-up before I went to Ohio. So I was a headliner stand-up before I did that. So it was kind of a natural thing to kind of lean into the funny. It's just a natural thing to see the oddities of how hard, you know, rural America has, it's very tough. And you must find joy in something there. So,
well, we have tickets and while I was, to win. Yes. While you
go ahead.
Yes. I was going to say, we have tickets.
Well,
to give
while
away
I was out
yourself.
There, when I wanted to come back to stand up, it kind of, the doors opened up into the Christian market. So I started to do more motivational stuff. And I was, I'm a regular on the Huckabee Show, which, you know, he's a regular, I think, on Fox a lot. And that's the TBN show. So I started from club comedy. I went into more theatrical and more, you know, because I always worked clean. I always worked pretty clean. And, you know, when I started going back to stand up, when my children were older, you know, I was able to leave more. And then the husband, I have such a wacky background. The husband, I met him, you're not going to believe it, in Reno. That's where we met, right where you are. And he was working with Loretta Lynn at Harris.
Wow.
And
wow.
I was at the Hilton at the time. Remember that?
Reno,
you remember
Hilton.
Back?
Yes,
back,
I do. Yeah. I worked in the original, what it became was Hilton. But it used to be Sarah Reno. I worked, we're going way back here. But you are, as you mentioned, church clean. You are club funny. We have these tickets to give away. Craig, how many tickets do we have to give away for the show next weekend?
Between now and next Saturday, I have 99 tickets.
Oh, my gosh.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you.
So I will take every texter.
Oh, my gosh.
Every texter to 884-9910. That's 775-884-9910. Every texter will get a pair of tickets.
Leslie,
it's a big
showroom.
During the show, we're doing the money game, too. So not only will you get to have fun with me and other comics and be assured there's going to be no vulgarity, but we're going to give away at the Carson Nugget a guaranteed amount of money, everybody who comes to the stage. And somebody will have the ability to win $10,000.
Beautiful. Leslie, boy, Craig, you're in for it now.
I know, right?
Text into Craig. Well, say,
the first text came in says, I want to go. So
there you go. Number to text is 775-884-9910. And you're going to be busy with that. So we won't make people wait on the phone line or anything like that. We'll take a break from the phone calls.
And there are two shows, too, John. Two shows.
Two shows. That's
There's
right.
A 6 o'clock show and 8 o'clock show.
At Carson Nugget. Okay, folks, you want to go see Leslie next weekend, pick your shows and text Craig, 775-884-9910. And Leslie, it's been
a
real pleasure.
And if you bring the family, John, but John, if they bring the family, got to be 21, okay?
But sure, church clean, right?
I know, but it's a casino. I don't think they're allowed. I don't think you can come in if you because it's a casino.
Understood. All right, my dear. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. We'll let Craig get to work, and I'll text in. Maybe I'll try to go see the show myself. Yes, I would.
Oh, John, you got to come out. Bring the wife. I mean, it's a fun night. You know, it's so rare when you see female comics anyways.
Yes.
And so it's so nice if we can get some of the ladies out, too.
All right, ladies, 775-884-9910. Leslie Norris Townsend. We'll see you next weekend at the Carson City.
Love you so much. FunnyLeslie.com. Bye.
FunnyLeslie.com. All right. I'm John Potter, 884-9910.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1.
And 92.3.
FM Talk. KKFT.
News. Talk. True.
Hello, friends. 10:20 is our time. John Potter, live and local. Hear me out here, folks. Costco Airlines. First class, get a rotisserie chicken, and everybody else gets a hot dog. You can bring in luggage by the pallet. Refundable airfare if you didn't like the flight at Costco Airlines. But you have to book a minimum of 6 seats. Or bank at Costco. I have had fellow members tell me that they think Costco employees are so efficient that they should run the TSA as well as the DMV. Can anything they do be bad? All right, so I haven't talked to you folks since the Super Bowl. I hope you all had a good time. Casinos report they did very well with the team picks, but they lost money overall on the game. Their biggest money loser, the prop bet that they lost the most money on, was on the game going to overtime, which apparently is a too popular proposition bet. It paid 9-1, and the people who bet that it would go into overtime made with 9-1 odds a lot of money there. Multi-million-dollar loss. Caesars lost 7 figures alone. There was one guy who lost $40,000 on that coin toss bet. He bet tails. Man, if I bet even $20 on that and I lost the coin flip at the start, I would be so pissed off for the rest of the game. It would ruin it for me. And by the way, count me in as one of those fans who thinks all Super Bowls should be played in Vegas. That was the biggest. The biggest thing Nevada has ever had. Everybody wanted tickets. New York Times says that even Carrot Top could not get a ticket. Mr. Top, he owns that town. And it brought true awe back to a city that has been so jaded over the years. I can't believe the NFL, look back in time. There was a time for ages that the NFL snubbed Las Vegas all those decades. As late as 2015, the NFL banned players from going to a fantasy football convention and they had to cancel the event. That was in 2015. Now we have the Raiders home games, walking distance from a huge casino. Sports betting has gone full circle in Nevada, the NFL. The top opponent of live football and gambling, now celebrating the merger of the two. And it's so gratifying to me to see the old tacky image of Las Vegas go away. I lived in Vegas for 13 years, from 1983 to 96, after I left Reno, went to Las Vegas for 13 years. Back then, Vegas didn't have the greatest reputation. My two favorite singers refused to perform in Vegas, Neil Diamond and Mel Torme. They would do concerts everywhere else, but Vegas was beneath them. you know, and Vegas was pretty set in its ways back then. Totally different animal now. And the Super Bowl is American culture. And so is criticizing the Super Bowl. It's what we do. And by the way, that thing I said last Saturday about getting cheaper tickets by looking for the nervous person outside Allegiant Stadium when the game's about to start, the prices drop. It's always been that way. Well, not anymore. I got this email saying that doesn't work anymore. Hey, John, I am a very seasoned Miracle Ticket fan, but these days with digital tickets, it's very tough at the venues. No longer can a fan just hand or sell me an extra ticket. It's in his phone. At the last minute, prices do come down, but the transactions are handled remotely and anonymously through Schlubhub or Ticketmonster. Now, these are names he's giving for StubHub, I think, and Ticketmaster, I think. No, it's Ticketmonster, okay, et cetera. Okay, that's too bad. Good to know, though. But I thought it was a great game. It was a great game in the second half. And as for the beginning of the game, the whole first half, what was the highlight? For me, it was Reba McEntire's superb rendition of the national anthem, the best one they have had since Whitney Houston in 1991. And I'll tell you why that was so incredible. 1991, that year, the first Gulf War was going on. And while that was a fairly small operation in context with the global war on terror that would kick off in 2001, in 1991, it was a big deal. It held America's attention, and we cared intensely about that first Gulf War. It was almost as if America was like a little embarrassed by the way it had reacted during and after the Vietnam War, and the country wanted to make sure that these soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, these warriors, these veterans, knew that they were supported back then here at home and were welcomed enthusiastically when they returned. So feelings were high, and it was Super Bowl time, and Whitney Houston in 1991 at that time was like the star of the day, and she was doing the national anthem. And so everybody tunes in. My gosh, that was, what, 33 years ago. But everybody tunes in, and she gets on the field wearing one of the multicolored sweatsuits that looked so good at the time. But honestly, it was really cool, and it did not look dumb at all back in the day. Now, times have changed. But she stands there, and she starts singing, and it was as if all across the nation, in the same moment, eyes bugged out, jaws dropped open, and tears started to flow because it was an astonishingly beautiful rendition of the national anthem, right? She had that wildly powerful voice, and she had the ability to be a look-at-me diva. And sometimes people with that ability sort of ruin the anthem by making it a look-at-me version. But the way she did this, she rolled out all the capabilities, and it was staggeringly moving. But it was not look at me. It was we love our country. And it was an amazing experience, one of the top 10 moments of TV, if you ask me. Someday, when you have time, ask your smart speaker to play that for you. Then I think there's a good chance that you will feel pretty much the same way today. So anyway, after Sunday's game, there was that shooting at the Chiefs parade in Kansas City, urban crime, the same cancer that pollutes so much of big city America, including what we have here, near here in Sacramento and San Francisco, the gangbanger. The careless individual who will pull a gun and just spray a crowd trying to hit one person or who knows what. 22 people shot, one killed, a young mother of two, three people caught by police, two of them charged. And it's, again, a city street gang people, which today and for years has been the overwhelming majority of violent criminals in American cities. that rising generation of violent criminals, the whole Kia Boys phenomenon of teenagers stealing cars. Can we ever be honest enough to talk about why that happens? It happens because there aren't parents. Where the hell was your father or your mother? And why aren't they asking, where the hell are you? Young people are born with a blank slate, and then we are written on by the environment that produces us. And to be honest with you, if we come up in a sewer, raised without values, without civilization, without genuine family structure, the likelihood that we're going to do wrong, the likelihood that we're going to be wrong is great. And as family structure has disappeared in vast portions of urban America, and as predatory attitudes and conduct have flourished, we've looked the other way. We can't say anything about it, in part because we fear that talking about it will be construed as some kind of targeted racial thing. I don't give a darn about your ethnicity, but the content of your character and the conduct of your life, these are the things that are relevant to all of us in society. And unfortunately, the bad conduct in that microculture is a cancer that threatens the very nature of our American life. It's not the guns, it's the hands and the hearts. Having rival gangs is the lack of civilization, and the unlucky ones are the dead ones. I bring this up because of all the TV news reports I saw about the shooting in Kansas City. It was like they were downplaying it as some sort of dispute between two people, like an argument that got out of hand. Just like the shooting that locked down Reno's Wooster High yesterday, police believe it to be gang-related. No, it's not. It's actually another example of the urban violence that you avoid talking about. TV news does not use the term gang violence anymore. I got in trouble at Channel 2 once for saying gangbanger once. No, can't say that anymore. It's not PC. Let's not offend this violent minority in any way, it seems. The media, this is what the media does. They, you know, they change terms. They change the term conservative to far right. And they changed the term riot to insurrection. In the case of January 6th, wasn't an insurrection. But the more they say it, the more people believe it, apparently. I've gone too long. 884-9910. We're going to break for Fox News. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Phone number 884-9910. FM News Talk Time, 1032.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1.
And 92.3.
FM Talk.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. See the story in the news that scientists now say they can recreate living dinosaurs within 5 years. There are literally four movies that show why that is a bad idea. Can't find a cure for many diseases, but we can figure out a way to bring Godzilla back to life. Go figure. Let me see.
Two quick things.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Those of you who have texted in, yes, you're guaranteed tickets. I will not be contacting you till after 12 o'clock, after we're off the air. And a guest note for next Saturday. We had a gentleman on back, oh, I want to say 3 weeks ago now, Brain Health Formulas, Derek.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Derek with Brain Health Formulas. He will be coming back next weekend, next Saturday, to be on the show. The response was overwhelming, and he just wants everybody to be able to understand what's going on with their brain.
Beautiful.
And how that he was can help it.
That was an amazing interview. My wife has taken those pills. He gave me some, and I will report the results.
All right. So she finally remembered why she married you?
You're a very bad man. Thanks, Craig. Still taking texts for the comedy show that our comedian is appearing at Carson City Nugget next weekend, 775-884-9910. And Mr. Multitaxer will also take your phone calls, 884-9910, on anything local you want to talk about. Let me see what I've been doing. I have been trying to see all the Oscar nominations before the big show. It's coming up in 3 weeks on, I think, the 10th of March. And there's a list that came out from, screenrant.com, the 12 most overrated movies people pretend to love, which is weird to me. I don't pretend to love movies, but okay, you're gonna hate this list, Craig. Number 12, these are movies people pretend to love. Number 12, I didn't like it. I know people do. The Fight Club. Tough to watch for me. I don't. It's rough stuff. 11, The Notebook. More my style. I like The Notebook. Number 10, movie that people pretend to love. Jaws. Jaws is on the list. Who pretends to like Jaws? No one pretends to like Jaws. You either like it or you make fun of it, right? Number 9, Chinatown. Number 8, movie that people pretend to love, Forrest Gump. Oh, I love Forrest Gump. I think more people pretended not to like Forrest Gump. It's an excellent movie. 7, most overrated movie people pretend to love, The Shining. Number 6, Avatar. Number 5, The Greatest Showman. All right, now this is starting to piss me off here. I've seen it 5 times. Love, love, love Greatest Showman. Number 4, movie people pretend to love, Disney's Frozen. Number 3, The Silence of the Lambs. Yet it won Best Picture and Best Actor and Best Actress. Go figure. Number 2, movie that people pretend to love, Return to the Jedi. Oh my gosh, that's the only Star Wars movie I loved. And number 1 most overrated movie people pretend to like is Avengers Infinity War. Of all the superhero movies, why this one? I don't know. Overrated movie people pretend to like, Avengers Infinity War. I have not seen it because to me the true Avengers are John Steed and his umbrella and Emma Peel. I'm surprised actually Inception is not on this movie's people pretend to love, because I couldn't make any sense of this thing while people were going on and on about how brilliant it was. I think they're pretending. Okay, let's go to the phones. Bob is calling from South Lake Tahoe. Bob, I appreciate you calling. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the show.
Hey, morning, John. I just had a couple little quick things. One of the things about Biden that I've observed, when he's on TV and he does these gaffes, or he has these gaps where he just looks like he's staring off into space, what I think it is I think they've put something in his ear and they're trying to talk to him and tell him what to say, because he'll be on one subject and then he'll just kind of like go blank, and then you know it's like he's listening to something, and then he'll go off and he won't understand what they're saying exactly. He goes off into a gaffe or whatever comes up.
Yeah, check his ears. Okay.
Well, Bob, you can't see it. You know, I'm sure it's a small little thing. And the other thing that I had was, here in Tahoe, we had those 4 deaths, and they think it was from fentanyl. Mm.
Yes.
And then, like a day later, we had a naked guy running around in Bijou, had taken his clothes off, and him and his buddy were doing fentanyl in the parking lot there of CVS or whatever, you know, they think that was going on. So it must be a new batch came into town. I don't know what's going on.
Well, you are very observant. It's good to get the report from South Lake Tahoe and the craziness out there, too.
Yep.
All right, Bob.
All right.
Have yourself a good day.
Have a good one.
Yes, he brought up the Biden brain, which I was not going to get into. I thought the moment had passed. You know, last Saturday at this time, we were just getting into the Biden brain issue. Not just me, but the mainstream media, for the first time, was finally reporting on the president's memory issue. I thought, finally. But it didn't last long, because right on cue, it was Trump to the rescue. You know, more on him later. But this week, ABC News came out with a poll after that special prosecutor in that documents matter said Joe Biden could not remember when he was vice president, couldn't remember within several years when his son died, and is a, what was it, a kindly older man with memory problems, right? Well, the poll says 86% of Americans think Joe Biden is too old to be president. 86%. That includes, well, it would have to, a significant percentage of Democrats. And 59% of Americans say Trump is too old. Now, I'm very suspicious of the media. You know that. I just want to tell you that I noticed the way this was worded, this question, too old to be president. Just note that every time the TV news people talk about Joe Biden being too old to be president, every time they raise the issue of age, what they're trying to do is turn Biden's problem into a reason to disqualify Trump. Trump this year is going to turn 78. Biden this year is going to turn, 82, I believe. They are about the same age. I mean, last Saturday, all these stories about age and age, and all this week it's age. Age is not the issue. The issue with Joe Biden is not age, it's dementia. And no one's bothered by the fact that Joe Biden is old. You know, old is a number, and that number affects different people differently. Bernie Sanders is a year older than Joe Biden. Bernie Sanders is of clear mind and is in no way impaired. Bernie Sanders at age 82 is just fine at what he does. I wish he wasn't such a communist, but he's perfectly fine. His mind works and he's carrying the load. It's not his age. With Biden, it's dementia. It comes as part of age for some people. Some have it in their 60s. As for the press, Ronald Reagan, he had some mental decline, nothing like Joe Biden, and they wrote about it nonstop. Why the media talks about age, is Biden too old, is because they don't want to talk about his dementia. They want to talk about age to bring Trump into the stories. Are Biden and Trump too old? They put them in the same basket, and they don't belong in the same basket when it comes to mental function. Yes, Trump said Nikki Haley in a speech when he meant to say Speaker Pelosi. It's not the same thing. It's a small brain cramp. I'm not bothered by Trump's age. I think that there are things I understand completely why people can dislike Donald Trump. I don't disrespect that. But when I look at Trump, I don't see somebody who's impaired by age. Do you? You might say he's impaired by character, philosophy, or anything else like that. I don't see age. With President Biden, I absolutely do see age. We've seen President Biden over and over and over again for now a couple of years that he has mental decline, and that's just a fact. Not said mockingly, not said critically, but just factually. And we do need to know about the fitness of those who would lead us, mental ability. Absolutely an aspect of fitness. And as President Biden gets his yearly physical, his press secretary says he will not be taking a cognitive test. He refuses to, because why not take the test? I mean, other presidents have. He's not going to, because afraid of failing it. Why no softball interview with the president at the Super Bowl? We're not asking you to go on Dancing with the Stars, okay? I'm over time here again. 884-9910. We'll take comments on that, too. He is our president. It's kind of local, for sure. Anything else? 884-9910. Our time is 1048. On 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1048.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
Really, really nice Saturday today. We're getting into the 40s, which feels better than the 30s. But snow on the passes later today. If you have to get to the bay, it's easier to do it now. We have a winter weather advisory for Tahoe. It begins at, it just began at 10 o'clock this morning. It ends tonight at 4 a.m. Sunday morning. It looks like we're going to see some rain here in the valleys. Looking at radar, I expect it to happen about 5 o'clock this afternoon. And then we get a bigger storm, and there is a winter storm warning for the Sierra beginning late tomorrow afternoon, going to Wednesday morning. Heavy snow in the Sierra for the start of the week and quite a bit of moisture down here, which is all good, except for travelers. They're FYI. I got to ask something I scribbled down here. What is Buy It for Life anymore? Do you have anything in your home that has lasted over the years that you got your money's worth out of? It's harder to find this stuff. The only electronic thing in my house that has lasted 20 years is my 20-year-old Dell laptop. It's like a tank, and it's great, but it's lasting too long for the companies to make money from me. So now Google and Microsoft pop up messages telling me that they're shutting things down on my laptop, my Google Cloud, and my Windows, because I'm on Windows 7, and the laptop cannot take a Windows 10 download because it's too old. Oh, so you mean to tell me this laptop was only good for 20 years, and you didn't tell me? How are we letting them get away with that? There must be a way to make this laptop work, but no, you got to go out and buy a new one. So you're not alone. In sports Nevada news, let me see here. Las Vegas Raiders backup quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo has been suspended by the NFL for the first two games of next season for using performance-enhancing drugs. I would, too, if I was a Raider. Actually, I was yelling at him to take them when he was with the Niners, but, you know, turns out the drugs obviously did not enhance his performance. In Washington, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said yesterday inflation is over and Americans are, quote, getting ahead. Americans should feel confident that inflation will come down to levels that will no longer really be noticeable or worrisome to them. Unquote. Inflation's over? Nobody told me. Really? I think she's been putting some alcohol in her Geritol. I mean, just this week, inflation went up another 1% in January. Yeah, another 1%. It was more than they expected. And what about that all-time high U.S. credit card debt that we just heard about? But in D.C., we have people who don't struggle acting like they know your struggle, right? Yes, inflation may eventually come down, but the damage has been done. We have shrinkflation, smaller packages, and higher prices, I think, are here to stay. Average prices are still about 19% higher than they were when Biden took office. The rate and price increases may eventually slow down, but nothing is going to go back to Trump-era prices. You think those companies are going to go, see, they downsized the 16-ounce box, what, of Triscuit or something, down to, 12.5 ounces. Do you think they're going to bring back the bigger boxes? That never happens. So it's just about every product, you know, I see is downsized and the prices have gone up. And as long as I'm bitching here today, why can't the people who make fitted sheets sit down with the people who make the mattresses? It's like putting a swimming cap over a fridge. Okay. 884-9910 is our number. Folks, I'm sorry to say you got one more hour of this. 884-9910, number to call. You know what? I decided to go on a road trip and not come back until I run out of money. So what I did...
You didn't leave, didn't leave the driveway, right?
Right, right. I walked to the end of the driveway and I walked back.
Yeah. We got a text.
Yes.
This is regarding the Super Bowl. They said, I was at the Super Bowl and our tickets were digital. Did not see any ticket scalpers of any kind.
Right.
The game
right.
in person, the stadium, the energy, everything was awesome.
Yes. Well, last Saturday when I was talking about that way to get cheaper tickets, I did not know what I was talking about. Apparently, every single ticket is...
Surprise,
I should have known this when I went to see the Raiders and the Chiefs in Las Vegas. Everybody, you had no option. There are no tickets you hold in your hand. You have to have it working on your phone. They are pushing us into this big time. So we're going back to Vegas. We're going to see some shows and all of those. They don't mail you anything. You got to load their app. Oh, they love that. They love it when you load their app so they can pester you. But anyway, yeah, that's how it is. Sad days for scalpers. It's not the same, you know. How do you scalp? It's impossible. They can't get into your phone and transfer. The Raiders are making big money on this because what people do, if they can't make the game, they sell them back to the Raiders, and the Raiders will post them for sale with all the other tickets. There are new tickets and resale tickets. So they offer both on their website. So they put the scalpers out of business. It's pretty ingenious. Don't know if that's good for us or not. 884-9910, number to call. We're going to break for Fox News, and welcome your calls on anything local or anything you think is worth talking about. That's what I'm here for, live and local, each and every Saturday morning on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Take a break. Be back in a few minutes. FM News Talk time, 10:58.